Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What's happening?
Well, I have, before we get started, an eyewitness account of a potential cluster F on the Mass Pike this morning. I saw there's a truck that is stuck on the Alston-Brighton U-turn on the Massachusetts Turnpike. So just a heads up. If you know where you can flip, you can go down the pike and then turn around and go the other way back into Boston. And somehow somebody who was driving a truck didn't realize that that is not a move that an 18-wheeler ought to take. So, but I will say that the state police were out there. So if I could say on behalf of all of Massachusetts, thank you for your attention to this matter. Mm. We certainly appreciate that, Curtis.
Many thanks.
Were the other three cars still there, too? When I was coming, there were three cars that were kind of in the U-turn as well. Like, the truck was at the end, and then three cars.
I was focused on the road ahead.
Okay. That's smart.
I didn't have time to be a looky-loo.
Sammy sightseer?
I do not know. But anyway, just if your commute involves that area, then certainly be careful. What did we get up to yesterday, Curtis? Well over 100, right? 102, 103 or something like that?
From my untrained eye, hottest day ever in Boston in my life.
Wow.
I literally tried to get exercise, and I just, like, melted. And then I walked, which is maybe a mile from my house to J.P. Licks on West Broadway, with James, and walking home, I just was like, I had to stop. I felt like a 200-year-old man. It was just like all-encompassing heat. There was no air. There was no wind. There was no anything. It was brutal yesterday.
A little bit of relief today. Am I correct about that?
Okay. Going to be about 20 degrees cooler.
All right. Well, Celtics have made another move, and it appeared to be final last night around 6 o'clock or whenever it was. And so Kristaps Porzingis is gone.
Yep.
And fan favorite, never forget what the guy did for us when it came to Banner 18, and and certainly that very impressive game one of the NBA Finals from Kristaps Porzingis. But seems like, Curtis, financially the Celtics have gotten themselves to where they want it to be when it comes to the tax portion of the apron, correct?
Yep. They have cashed out, and well, Wick cashed out, and now the new owner is making the team more cash friendly.
All right. So do we think that's it, or potentially another shoe to drop by tonight, which is the NBA draft?
I don't know. I mean there are all kinds of whispers about Jaylen Brown and who would be available if you decided to part with Jaylen Brown. And whether that is Wiggy, whether that is Giannis, or I saw a ridiculous suggestion yesterday that you trade Jaylen Brown for Bradley Beal.
Oh my God.
Not good with that.
Which I would not do if I were Brad Stevens. But
they're going to be trying to trade him between now and the draft.
You think so?
Of course.
Well, there are a lot of questions about what they're going to do with their draft picks, because they're expected to move on with one or two, to involve those two picks for tonight with another trade. So
okay,
if that but I think tonight's the deadline. Obviously, Jaylen Brown. If he makes it through tonight,
well, not necessarily. It depends on if they're like putting a package together that involves draft picks.
But that's what experts, people in the know, have said that they've been trying to do. So if that doesn't happen tonight, then I will sleep much better this evening.
What do you give Brad Stevens when it comes to a grade if he had to make these moves, which I think he did? What do you give him on dumping the salary and what he got back?
Well, as far as what he gets back, he gets what? Niang?
Yeah, George's Niang.
All right.
Local guy.
Yeah. Local guy. You know, he's a scrappy player.
I like his game.
Yeah, he's a scrappy player. And you get the kid back from Portland, so... I don't know. Isn't next year, and there are a few things out there, and I know people don't want it, but there are a few things out there. It looks like you're unloading all. And so if you bring Jaylen Brown back, aren't you a middle-of-the-road team, playoff team?
Yes.
And you don't never want to be there.
You mean without Jason Tatum?
Yeah, because you're not going to have Tatum next year.
I mean, but you were weren't you going to be a middle of the road team anyway without Jason Tatum?
But if you brought everybody back, if you kept Porzingis, if you kept Jrue Holiday, maybe you're a third seed.
You couldn't count at least last season on Porzingis.
About George's Zane? that's what Wiggy's saying, Craig. They're better with Porzingis than this guy.
Wiggy will also, in this case, not add the S to George. He will call him George throughout the season.
You know,
but
Niang.
I think you had to go if you were the Bill Chisholm and Wick Rosbeck and whoever else.
Yeah, and Cliff Kingsbury.
And Cliff Kingsbury. You had to go into the season not expecting much without Jason Tatum.
So, yeah, I'm going full tank mode. I'm going full tank mode.
Amen.
I'm trying to get lottery pick and then – you know, that's my mode. I'm going full tank mode, trying to get lottery pick because I don't want to be a sixth seed or a fifth seed, and then you get bounced in the first round, and now it's just like you're in no man's land when Tatum comes back.
And I think that Brad Stevens agrees with Wiggy. I mean, I think that according to all the reports that Jaylen Brown is being shopped around. And
yeah.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen. I would say at best, 20, 30% chance today. But clearly, the organization – at least is in part in agreement with Wiggy about that.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I just don't know what you're going to get. What could you get for him, Curtis, that would make sense?
You would get a lot worse this year so that you could get better faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not going to give him up for a bag of donuts like you did Rafi Devers, and everybody got mad about that. Like, Brad Stevens isn't going to trade Jaylen Brown for nothing and then tank. So what would we get back for Jaylen Brown right now?
Are you talking Canes or like just store-bought?
Store-bought.
If you're trading Jaylen Brown, you're getting an all-star caliber player.
So who is it right now?
Well, I don't know. If the Giannis is out there, it's potentially that, but you'd have to give up more than just Jaylen Brown to get Giannis, right? You'd have to give up maybe Jaylen Brown and Derek White.
And George's Zhang.
Yeah, and George's Zhang. But if you're going with draft picks, then you probably can get players from San Antonio and their number two overall pick for Jaylen Brown, if that's where, unless I said Fantasyland.
That's never happening.
Nico Harris, you never know.
You are not getting Cooper Flagg out of this week.
You never know.
Sorry, you're not.
I never thought Luka would have been traded.
Well, if we're going to continue the Kurtspiracy, you gave the Mavs the number one pick, and then you got Chisholm to go over $7 billion or whatever the record-setting deal with the Celtics is, and then you get the Nico Harris to trade Cooper Flagg to his hometown.
So you promised Bill Chisholm that he would end up with Cooper Flagg out of all this.
Correct.
He just had to pay an extra billion for the Celtics.
Right. It was like the Petito note you had to burn after reading.
All right, maybe. I don't know. I feel like when it comes to Brad Stevens, getting them to take Porzingis and to assume that salary, correct? I can't figure out the way it works on the match thing, but
yeah, I don't know.
That's strategic by that's a sell job by Brad Stevens.
Right.
He gets an A on that from me.
And I think the bigger question is, because Courtney, you keep saying no on Jaylen Brown, and I agree with you to a certain extent. But if you're Jaylen Brown, aren't you fed up? This is another year where your name is being shopped around on being potentially traded again. Like, people are not, when I'm talking about the basketball experts, the Shams and all those guys, they're not coming out here and saying, oh, there are a bunch of teams inquiring about Jaylen Brown if the Celtics are not picking up the phone and at least listening to. So if you're Jaylen, you're going to be like, Damn, what the hell's going on, man? It seems like since you drafted me, you've been trying to trade.
Last year, Brad Stevens spoke out against about that, and Wick talked to us about that. The fact that Jaylen Brown's name is always brought up during it, and it's actually a compliment to him because he's such a great player. Now, I get what you're saying.
I'm talking from his point of view.
Because he made it clear, I believe, last year there were some sideways tweets about while this was all going on. Jaylen Brown certainly feels a certain type of way about that. But all we've heard about Jaylen Brown is that he wants to be the number one guy. Well, here's your season on a silver platter. Show that you can be a number one guy.
But he's still not the number one.
And this is the team saying they don't think he is.
Right.
He would be the number one this season with Jason Tatum on the bench.
The temporary number
one. Okay, but so what? Prove that you can do it. If you've got an ego
Been in the NBA. He's an all-NBA caliber player.
Yeah, I know. He's my guy.
But do you think he wants to go out there and be like, oh, prove that you can do this now that he...
I think if I'm Jaylen Brown, this is a perfect opportunity to prove to everybody that I can be the number one guy. Also, moving forward, I know I can play with Jason Tatum. Mm. So does Jason Tatum want to come back after an injury like this to a completely different team where he doesn't know how he's going to play with everybody? And does Jaylen Brown want to move on and try to figure it out with another team as well?
He also may be looking forward to having the opportunity to be on the court with George's Wang.
I'm going to love this guy all year.
I think we should give George's Niang some credit, too, because, yes, I agree with you, Curtis, that Kristaps numbers-wise way better, but Kristaps needs to be on the floor to actually get those numbers. It's also interesting because Kristaps is younger than George's Niang, so that's a weird...
I mean, is there any alcohol around? Can we drink anytime somebody says George's Niang on the show this morning? Please, drink.
I hope he has a great season.
He's a solid player. Like, you've seen him in Cleveland.
But he's 32.
He's getting up there. Long in the tooth.
Celtics just quit on the season. We're like, what about George's Yang?
He's not going to be he'll help out the team, but your team, the direction that your team needs to go in, I think, and if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm like, trade me. I want out because you've been doing this to me.
Is this something that he whispered to you over a hookah like last time?
But who wants
who is that douche who said it was yellow journalism?
Somebody said that when Wiggy said that there was yellow journalism.
I don't even know what yellow journalism means.
We had a whole segment on it.
Was it one of the print guys or
I'm a journalist.
I thought like yellow journalism was like, yo, you better be black if you're saying that because you call me light skin.
I don't think it has anything to do.
Because that's what you say. You a little red bone. You yellow. Okay. You know, you're calling me light skin. No, it's not getting a bad thing. I'm just telling you what it is, Courtney. In the world of melanin, we are considered light skin, bright. Chris Brown got to bring us back because Drake kind of killed us.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But if you're Jaylen, you have to be.
Yeah.
Ticked off.
Well, like Drake said, she wasn't there when he was in the gym shooting hoops. All right. Is that the line? Am I close to it?
Yeah, you're close.
Okay, close to it. All right, good. All right. Well, a lot to get to. Red Sox are now finding a way to lose in extra innings, Curtis. 3-2 the final last night. And you waste another crochet gem.
Oink, oink.
Can you win the Cy Young and be on one of the worst teams in baseball?
That's a great question.
Has somebody ever done that?
What do you have, 10 strikeouts last night?
Yeah, he should be.
Like seven.
Oink, oink.
Seven shutout innings. And then the bullpen, as they want to do, come in and blow the game. So, what a waste of a talent it is going to be if that's the way it goes with Garrett Crochet all season long.
Yesterday reminded me of there was a game in the early 90s where Matt Young, Red Sox pitcher, threw a no-hitter and the Red Sox lost the game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's just they suck. I don't know what they're going to do, but I can once again kiss a death. Four straight losses since he said the season had been turned around on Saturday.
Well, Courtney will have more on that coming up in a moment or two during trending. And then We will get to our leads at 6:25 or thereabouts, around 10 minutes from now. They said it coming up at 7, and we'll go over what they said yesterday, including what Bill Simmons said about the official passing of the Boston Celtics, of the at least the 2024 Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
So that is coming up. News with Courtney at 7:45. Oh! There appears to be somewhat of a dramatic turn of events in the Cold War between this show and the Greasy Pole Hardos.
Mm.
And we will address that at some point this morning, Shine. Interesting developments as we get closer to getting on the road and heading to the North Shore and Gloucester and the Beauport Hotel on Friday. So we'll get to that. We will play your Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So you can leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with everything that is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped their first with the Angels out West. 3-2 was your final in extra innings. Despite the loss, Garrett Crochet had another great start, going 7 innings, giving up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. Another one with the Angels tonight. 4:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 3:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Kristaps Porzingis is the next one to be sent packing. He was a part of a three-team deal, sending Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks, Terrence Mann and Atlanta's number 22 pick to the Nets, and Georges Niang and a second-rounder coming to the Celtics. Tonight is the NBA draft. Cooper Flagg obviously expected to go to Dallas with the first overall pick, while the Celtics have two picks in the draft at number 28 and number 32 overall. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
Have you ever woken up after a long night and you grab something to drink, you're sort of half with it, and it's like orange juice, and you take a big sip and you realize it had vodka in it?
Oh,
that was the worst feeling.
You had vodka on your nightstand?
I mean, my nightstand, I had vodka in my veins. Mm.
He wasn't actually sleeping in a bed.
It was actually at the Wobbin Tea Stop.
That orange juice is top.
That is what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.